No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Molly.
Hello.
How be you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hey, I just got a message at from Cassie. She sent us a message at bpscrasher@gmail.com. She wanted to know if we had a February Employee of the Month. And did she miss it? Because normally I dish that out in the middle of the month. Did we have one?
No.
No, we didn't. Do you know why?
Why?
Because there was no candidates for it this time.
None?
None. Not a soul. Well, I told her there was none. I said, except for me. And I figured I'd give Molly a break. Of me,
but I wasn't in the running.
Yeah, that you weren't in the running, and
right.
Yeah, and then I'd have win it. What it'd be my second win, but everything resets with 2026.
So you can win it again.
Oh yeah, several times, every right. time.
You're like winning, I'm winning. Did I win again? I won again.
Exhausting.
That secret panel yeah, that you've got in your back pocket. Oh, the grift.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get some motivation going. Then we'll roll into some McDonald's talk because something launched today and everyone's talking. All right, so you've got your pet ignores you but worships guests, and your dog mm-hmm. locks eyes with you while pooping to establish dominance. What is it, A or B?
Let's do B.
Let's do B.
Dog locks eyes.
All right, dog locks eyes.
Have you heard of the turtle theory? Turtles don't rush. Turtles don't panic. Turtles don't care who's ahead of them. They just keep swimming, one stroke at a time, through chaos, through calm. And somehow, they always make it to shore. Because speed means nothing when your journey is built on patience.
There you go.
Aw.
Isn't that good?
I've been burned before, so a part of me thought that maybe all of a sudden there'd be a shark.
Yeah.
You're like, they don't have anything to worry about until they get eaten. You're like, no.
So there you go. Your dog locks eyes with you while pooping. That happens all the time. If anyone knows why, let me know, because that is a thing. And I think they also face it a certain direction.
You've said that before.
Yeah,
I don't know about that one.
I think they face north or something like that when they go. But I've seen it so many times with Tequila and Remy. But the locking eyes is a weird thing, you know. It's like, why are you staring at me while you're doing
like,
your business?
Not?
You know. So yeah. I don't know. It's a weird thing. Dogs are funny. I just saw If You Want to Live Longer, by the way, you should get a dog. I didn't read deep.
They always are saying that. That's from like the Dog Institute. They're like, we've got to really push this.
No.
People aren't buying enough dogs.
No. It's real.
Uh-huh.
It's real.
It's real.
All right. So there you go. All right. So the big news today, there's a few things. I feel like there's, and we talked about it on Monday. I feel like there's a, and actually during the after party on Tuesdays, I feel like there's a burger war going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, mainly because of the fact that Burger King changed up their Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they changed the packaging. They moved from the paper to the cardboard, like, you know, like you should have done anyway. And then they have a new bun that's better tasting, I guess, right? Mayonnaise.
Okay.
There's a new creamier and better tasting mayo on this thing, which you love. And the beef patty. That stays the same. Apparently, they're getting a lot of complaints that this Whopper was just falling apart. It was just smashed and falling apart. So they decided to do something. But that launched on Monday. But then what launches Wednesday or Tuesday, the next day, whatever? The Big Arch Burger at McDonald's, which everyone's talking about. All right. It's been overseas. I couldn't tell you where. And now it's finally made it here, and it is a limited time thing, kind of like the McRib is what they're saying. Okay. So, It's out there. This is what's in it. 2 quarter-pound patties, 3 slices of white cheddar, crispy onions, slivered onions, pickles, and Big Arch sauce.
Isn't that basically just Big Mac sauce? I mean, I love how they're like, no, it's not.
I don't know because I don't eat Big Macs. I think Big Mac sauce to me, that sauce just tastes like Thousand Island, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's all it is. Special sauce.
Yeah.
It's called Thousand Island.
It's special sauce. It's about $9 or something like that. For this thing. And what's kind of making the rounds right now is the CEO of McDonald's. Because he did a, what would you call it? Not a food prowl, but he did a food review.
He was doing one of those, let me eat it. You're like, okay.
How weird was that? Here, I have video
so
right
awkward.
Here.
I was like, are you a new person?
Everybody's making fun of the way he took the bite. The bite. Okay. All right. And we do have this all on our social medias. The video as well, if you're not watching, but here it is right here. This is the CEO.
Holy cow. God, that is a big burger. We've got a very unique kind of sesame poppy sort of bun on it. We've got 2 quarter-pound patties, a delicious Big Arch sauce, and of course some lettuce. So, there's so much going on with this. First of all, let's try to get this thing. I don't even know how to attack it.
Oh, please.
So much to it. Oh, there's also some crispy onions on here as well. I see those kind of coming out. All right. The moment of truth.
He takes a bite like a little baby bird.
That is so good. That's a big bite.
Look at that.
He's like, oh, look at this. You're like, could you make the burger look bigger than it is? You're like, hold it funny. And then take a weird bite.
He took a weird bite.
You will be so busy talking about how weird you're holding it and eating it that they won't notice that it's like not that big.
He has a small mouth.
Big Arch. It's distinctively McDonald's.
He's got very
Only
delicate
McDonald's
hands.
Could do this type of burger, but it also
narrow shoulders.
Anything else on our menu? It's a delicious product. You know,
I think
got
they found the skinniest guy they could find and put that in there.
But those crispy onions as well gives a nice texture, and of course we've got the pickles. So. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my lunch.
You're not going to watch me, though.
Try it when you can get it.
I imagine
they've got
that
a
guy.
Trash can right next to him. He's like, disgusting.
Yeah, I imagine that guy just turned off the camera and put it down and maybe screamed
He's
at
like,
everybody.
Gross.
Yeah. So look what I got.
Hand sanitizer.
Look what I
get?
Got. I went out and got it. I went out and got
the
it.
There Big is Arch.
The Big Arch right here. It's in the box like it is, you know. And then here's the burger itself. Okay, we'll open it up a little bit. So, yeah, it's got a little bit of sauce. And I'm going to try it here for you, Molly, because you enjoy watching me eat.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But I do have one thing, probably I'll just say complaint about it. And then that's the weight, because they said it's what they say it is 14 ounces.
Yeah,
so
did you
when
weigh
I got it?
It,
I decided, you know, why don't I weigh it? So I'm weighing it right here. 12.15 ounces with the box.
That's not good.
That's not good at all. So there's that. So I'm like, well, maybe there's something wrong with that. I mean, I don't know. So I decided, why don't I just measure it with without the box?
Okay.
Okay, which is the proper way to weigh it, correct?
Yes.
And this is a legit scale. This is my scale I have in the kitchen. It's legit. It is not off. Here it is without the box. 11.40 ounces.
That's not 14.
That is not 14. And, you know, that's almost, you know, I mean, people sue companies for this.
Yeah.
Class action. Look what happened to Subway in their 6-inch dollar deal, whatever the hell that was.
And this is the initial rollout. Like,
yes.
This isn't like, hey, it's been a couple weeks. Like, we're getting lazy. Like, this is supposed to be when it's like, oh, hands on deck. Keep it frosty. These are the first ones rolling out. What they should be weighing those before they even go in the box. Put more sauce on it. I mean, seriously, like exactly. All you have to do is put more sauce on.
All right, I'm going to
take a couple more pickles.
Bite. This is my fear that one day I'm going to be doing this on this podcast and I'm going to choke. So I have plenty of liquids. Then everyone watches me just choke to death. Mm.
That looks like a big burger.
That is a big burger, Molly. Mm. All over my face.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. I'm just going to eat this whole thing.
You have to make the sound. Mm. Is it good?
It's, could use more sauce. It's kind of dry.
Is it really?
Yeah, kind of dry. I don't know why. I didn't get any sauce on that bite.
Oh, I didn't get any sauce. That's a fail.
Look at this. Look at the size of that bite I just did. I did not do the CEO bite. I dug in.
Right.
So I don't even know. Yeah, there was no bite sauce on that particular bite.
Mm. That was a huge bite you just took. No wonder you're worried about choking. God, I'm worried about you choking just right here. There's nothing I can do for you. I'm 500 miles away.
All right. Okay. Don't make me laugh.
He died doing what he loved, eating.
They'll make me laugh. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to be honest. It tastes like a Big Mac to me.
It looks like a Big Mac.
It tastes like a Big Mac. I can't distinguish the onions, the crispy onions.
I mean, that sounded crunchy, what you just ate.
That was crunchy. It's a crunchy onion. It's like what you'd put on your...
it's like Funyuns, right? Yeah, what you would put on a
green bean casserole.
On the green bean casserole?
Exactly. It is that. You eat this thing, you're going to go into a coma. I don't eat Whoppers because they knock me out.
Really?
Oh, God. Yeah, it's just my body goes into this weird mode of like trying to digest or something. I don't know what's going on.
It's because of all the sugar and sodium. I think your body just like it like spikes your...
It's not a bad burger, Molly. It's just the two problems is the weight, and they need to have more sauce on this thing. That's my opinion, Mr. CEO of McDonald's.
You need to post this on socials like TikTok and tag them and show them that it wasn't 14 ounces.
Yeah, because it wasn't, and you can't do that. I'm just trying to save them. I'm not going to sue them unless somebody wants to.
You're like, I'm just trying to save them. Shame. This isn't like telling a friend that they've got something stuck in their teeth. Like you're like, hey, I just wanted to help you out. Your burger is a lie.
It's not 14 ounces. You can't sell it. Are they saying they said it weighs 14 ounces?
Yes.
Significantly heavier than the standard 3.5 ounce burger.
Well, so I think that you put them on blast. You put it on like TikTok and then go ahead and watch them fall over themselves trying to apologize to you with gift cards.
That Molly, that is, what is that? That is around 3 ounces short.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 16 ounces, people, is a pound. Wow, that's disappointing. I was all excited. I was like, oh, you know what they're going to do? This thing's going to weigh more than 14 ounces. But when I got it in the bag... And I got it out. I'm like, this doesn't have any whole significant amount of weight to it. And that's when I'm like, you know, I'm going to do.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to weigh it because I'm petty like that.
No, I wanted proof. I wanted proof. So I don't know what to tell them. I don't know what to say. I don't know. What do you say? I mean, this is on a podcast, a popular podcast that, you know,
I know that's
people
the thing.
Listen
I'm like,
to.
I'm sure they're like, eek. Hold on. Let me see something.
Yeah. You can't say that if you're not going to, like you said, they should be weighing this thing. It should be weighed out if you're going to sell it as 14 ounces, you know. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so if 14 ounces, it's supposed to be 14 ounces, a quarter of that weight is 3.5 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost a quarter. It's like almost 25% lighter than it's supposed to be. Because didn't you say it was 3 ounces lighter?
Yeah, because it was, let's go back.
It's nearly 20, it's nearly a quarter off. Like, that's not.
Okay, here it is right here without the box. It is 11.40 ounces.
Okay.
So, yeah, whatever the difference is, I don't want to think.
I know, right? We're terrible. So it's a difference of 2.6 ounces.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. I mean, what could weigh 2.6 ounces? You know, you'd have to put a lot. I mean, you need to put another patty on at this point. I don't know what else you could put on it to weigh that thing down. I mean, now I'm wondering if there's enough cheese on this thing. Let's see. One, two. I can't even tell if there's three cheeses on this. Yeah, there is. They're tiny little cheeses. Tiny little white cheddar. Why don't white
little,
cheddar?
Little guys.
Let's do cheddar.
Well, I mean, it's at least 20% lighter than it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, 20%'s
a lot.
I mean, that's not like 8%. 20% is 1/5 of of a burger.
And just I'm saying, telling you, if you're listening or watching,
weigh yours, get it and weigh it.
Weigh it on a legit scale, a food scale. I am a pro when it comes to fast food.
Yeah, you are. You get the emails. You've got the apps. People should not mess with you. You're ready.
No.
You're locked and loaded.
No. I am a pro when it comes to this stuff. And like I said, I wasn't weighing it to be like, ooh, I'm going to catch you doing something. I was weighing it to see how much it was because I all the way home, I was thinking, you guys are going to sell it as a 14-ounce burger, which is a lot of food. So just to make sure it's 14 ounces, I would imagine that they would overload it. So I was thinking this could be a 15-ounce burger. Nah.
You can eat 11 ounces, no problem.
I can. We have half-pound burger patties from Omaha Steaks at home, right? And whenever I've made it once, the half-pound, and I couldn't eat it. It was so much. I know. How weird is that? I could not school that thing. And then about a month later, I go down to Finnegan's and I decided I want a burger and they said they're half pound burgers. In my head, it popped in that, oh my God, I'm going to order this thing and waste it because I don't like wasting food or money. And I'm just going to waste it because I'm not going to finish this thing. Oh, I scarfed that thing down. You would have thought I was on an island for years. I ate that thing so good and all the fries with it. And I'm like, well, it's got to be something here at home. It's got to be that smell thing. I'm cooking it. I'm smelling it. I'm getting fuller, smelling it. And then all of a sudden I have no appetite. I'm trying to eat it and I can't finish it. And I feel awful the rest of the night. So.
It's been a while since I had a burger.
Okay. Molly, I have tests, doctor tests tomorrow. And here I'm eating this stinking burger. The Big Arch burger.
And are you supposed to fast? Yes,
I'm supposed to fast tonight.
Well, yeah, but you've got tonight then.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I think I can drink water or something like that. But, yeah, I have some of that stuff going on. And I thought maybe this is bad. So I talked to the sweet Wylene, and, you know, when she came home, I said, hey, why don't we do salmon tonight? She has no idea what I just did. And
she's
I said,
like,
hey.
Look at you being so good. You're like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep, being really good. Just eating salmon today. Keeping it healthy.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, I don't know. It's just I expected something different. I expected more. Literally.
I was like a toddler at dinner last night.
What'd you eat last night?
I was making the kids dinner and eating ice cream.
Oh, I'd eat ice cream too. Such a fatty.
No, but I'm like making dinner for my children and then standing there eating my pint of ice cream. To give myself some credit, it was that Halo top, which is like the lower calorie, lower fat one. But still.
Yeah.
I ate half a pint. I was just standing there eating it while I'm like making food for my children. Like, dinner's almost ready.
Oh,
gotta finish this ice cream before they come in the kitchen. I'm like, eat your dinner. As I'm like hiding the evidence in the bottom of the trash can. They're like, why is there an ice cream container right on top of the trash? You'd be like, your dad must have been up to something last night. The thing is that if I had said that, if I had thrown Peter under the bus and been like, I think your dad, they would have absolutely 150% believed me. Have said, who do you think ate that ice cream? Do you think I ate that ice cream or do you think your dad ate that ice cream? They'd be like, dad all day long. I'd be like, exactly. We all know that's the guy that's eating ice cream for dinner. It is not me.
Yeah,
I make kale soup. I'm not eating ice cream for dinner.
Me.
Not me.
We're in the same spot yet last night, I guess, because I ended up eating. Well, the reason why I ended up eating ice cream because I wanted a chocolate bar. And I saw a chocolate bar that I had left in the fridge because I always make myself cold. When I went in there, it was gone. Like, where's my candy bar?
You'd already eaten it and you'd forgotten?
Yeah, I ate it the day before.
You're like, who? Oh. And Wylene's sitting there like, he'll never know.
He'll never know.
She ate it, but she's like, Mike, do you not remember?
Uh-huh.
Yes. She's over there like, hee-hee.
I'm a snacker. All right, so Great Wolf Lodge just launched something. You like Great Wolf Lodge, do you not?
I mean, I've been to Great Wolf Lodge.
I've not been. Is it a...
Yeah, because you don't have children that are like, let's go to a Petri dish. I mean, a water park.
This is what they have for you. It's called a ranch dressing milkshake.
What?
Yes.
Gross.
Yes.
Oh, why?
All I could think about was your boy.
Oh, my God.
Is he still a ranch boy? A ranch kid?
He likes it when he comes to Nebraska.
Okay.
He never asks for it here in Chicago. But we go back to Nebraska and he'd be like, can I get a side of ranch? I'm like, what are you, trying to be local? Ranch. Trying to just like get in with the Nebraska crew. Oh yeah, no, I totally do ranch on the side of everything.
Yeah,
like not at home you don't.
It's a Midwest thing, 100%. Like that chef that was at I don't even know, one of the casinos. I was talking to this head chef and he said the one thing that just boggles my mind is why, and he goes, I've cooked all over the world, all over the United States. Why is it only here that people just want their ranch?
Like, I don't know.
I had to speak for everybody here. I'm like, I don't know. I don't do that.
You're like, on behalf of the entire middle section of the country, it's good. It's good.
It's good. You're right. It goes with everything. I mean, the only time I eat ranch is maybe I'll eat it with chicken wings or something like that, you know, but for the most part, I hit blue cheese.
I like,
so
like at parties when you take sour cream and then the Hidden Valley ranch powder, like you mix it and you make a sour cream ranch dip, okay. That thing. I like that with like carrots, you know, like when they do one of those veggie plates. And you've got like it's basically just a delivery system for the ranch dip. I mean, honestly, like I wouldn't be over there just snacking on a raw carrot. Like it would be like, scoop, yes. Look at me being all healthy. Like, 2 tablespoons of ranch per baby carrot.
Yes.
And I'm over there like breaking my arm, patting myself on the back.
Why is it
look just at me eating vegetables and everything?
Why is it just the Midwest?
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I maybe it's just sort of. It's kind of one of those things where it's like a flavor of the area. I don't know. Like same thing with like casseroles and stuff like that. I don't know. Comfort food. Maybe it's just home cooking. Good stuff like that.
I mean,
it's not like you can't get ranch other places. It's not as widespread. Like it's kind of one of those things where it's everywhere here.
All right. This is what they're saying. This is what the old net is saying. The ranch dressing is a staple in the Midwest due to its early adoption in the 1970s. 1970. We've been
early,
this thing.
Early.
Yeah. Used as a dip for pizza and fried foods. And it's alongside many fast food and home cooked meals. It originated in California. Then I guess they moved it right over here so we can get fat and they can say, you know, beach ready. So there you go. I had no idea. That's the brief history of ranch.
Snapshot of ranch.
Love ranch. Love it's ranch. Good. Yeah, it is. And to just completely full circle, they had a new study that came out. They just did research on that GLP-1. Like Ozempic.
As we talk about the big arch and the ranch dressing milkshake, let's talk about GLP-1s.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're so popular in this country.
Exactly. Here I'm bitching about 3 ounces.
You're like, it's not 14 ounces. Anyway, GLP-1s.
Yeah. You talked about with the Sweet Wylene's weight vest for bone density, right? They're saying that there's an increased risk of developing osteoporosis.
With GLP-1s.
With GLP-1s. It approximately 30% higher. 30% higher. You'll be brittle bone person.
It does terrible things to your health.
They're saying it's all the loss of weight.
You'll lose weight, but what it does to your muscular skeleton, what it does to your bones, it's not without drawbacks. I mean, you have to be really smart about it. The people that I know that do it, it was a lifestyle change. Like, they're going to the gym now. They're way more conscious about how many nutrients they're getting, because while they are losing weight, they know that they have to be smart about muscles.
Because
they're women. I mean, I know at least three people that are on it, and all three of them are women, and they all are very conscious about their protein intake and their vitamin D.
Good. Because you have to be, because you're going to get old. And you're going to do like my grandmother and walk off a curb and break your hip. But it also, there's an increase, Molly, in King's disease. That's what you know what King's disease is, right?
Gout.
12%
higher. Why is there
an
increase in gout with GLP-1?
All that weight. I'm not sure what it is. It's a 12% increase they found out. And gout is very, very painful. I have friends and family members that have gout.
Have you had gout?
I don't know if it was gout. I think it was at one given time. Basically, it's King's disease. So you eat too much red meats and stuff like that, you can get gout. But the people that I know that have it, when they get it, they have to take gout pills if they're going to eat certain foods and stuff like that, because it's so painful. It just stops you in your tracks. And if it's in your feet, you can't walk. Or anything like
that. It happens in your joints.
Yeah, in your
joints. So whether it's like your knees or your hands or your feet, it's a buildup of like,
is it an acid?
Uric acid or something like that? Like, it's something along those lines. So I think it would be something where it kind of goes hand in hand. Like, if you get gout, you probably are very susceptible to like kidney stones.
Okay.
Along those things. I think it's the same kind of buildup. But the thing with gout is like, once you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's not like a cold where it's like, I had gout. Like, I think gout's like one of those things where it flares up and it goes away and it flares up.
And it flares up. Yeah. Cause I think I had it. I don't know what else it could have been, because I remember my foot hurting. Right. Then I go into Shields and it's so stinking busy. There's million people everywhere shopping. It must have been during the holiday season or whatever. And as I'm walking closer to, because they have that big merry-go-round or whatever you call that, Ferris wheel thing. As I'm walking in, I'm having to walk slower because the pain hurts so bad that eventually I just stood there. Like a freak.
Yeah. Everyone's like, hey, it's Christmas. Move it, Santa. So,
Santa.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're just a bigger guy. Yeah.
So I'm standing there. I can't walk, Molly. I can't do anything. I don't know what to do when I'm by myself. And there's just millions of people. Imagine walking in like all those movies where that one person's walking down, the busy street in New York. Mm-hmm. And then everyone just walking, and then there's one person stopped, and life is just flying. But it was that scene. And then next year, you know it, a woman walks up to me, and it was a friend of mine's girlfriend.
She's like, are you okay? Do you need help? Your geriatric friend was at Shields during Christmas.
Yeah.
And just stopped in the middle of the room.
She was a podiatrist of all things. She was a doctor. She was a foot doctor at her own clinic and everything like that. And so next thing you know it, I'm at her clinic. Okay. And she's taking x-rays and all this stuff. Cause I'm like, I don't know what it is. And so she saw some type of like, look like a hairline, like crack or something like that. Mm-hmm. So she thought that I broke my foot somehow. But then I, after paying all this, you know, money for all of this fun stuff, it turns out that it wasn't, it was an error with the x-ray and there was no crack.
Did you get a refund?
No, I did not. No, I did not. Huh. So yeah, so it ended like that. And then I looked it up and then, you know, that's when I would, you know, drink vodka and stuff like that. Uh-huh. It's drinks like that. It's this high rich diet. If you have that, that's when you can get, I don't know how it relates to that GLP-1 stuff though, but that's
well,
what
that's
we're finding
why
out.
I'm curious because it seems as though,
you know, it
would be anti-gout. Like it would be the antithesis of gout.
Yeah. Cause they're losing so much weight and that's what it is all about. And I'm guessing with the weight comes nutrients and stuff like that. So whatever they're losing, they're preventing you from getting the gout. You got the gout, ma.
Skinny gout.
Skinny gout. Yeah.
That's got to be weird.
Well, there you go. Got me a burger.
You're going to be nibbling on that and then going off to sweet, sweet land. Hide the evidence so that when you have salmon tonight, you can be like, I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day. I've been waiting for that salmon.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to air fry it. I'm going to air fry some of that salmon. I haven't done that yet. I tried air frying broccoli. I don't recommend that because it burns it. And then the whole house smells like broccoli. Gross. Yeah, that sucked. I tried to eat it, but it was like eating burnt hair. I don't know what it was. And now I have another air fryer. I actually have three of them now. I'll tell you all about it on Monday's podcast.
I was gonna say, that's Friday.
Or Friday's podcast.
Yeah. Put a pin in that one. Three air fryers? Good God. What are you running a kitchen there? Hey. Order up. Yeah. Table three.
Table of two.
More air fryers. Yeah,
we'll hit that on Friday. Okay. All right. We're going to rock out of here. All right. Have a good day. Make sure you follow. You can catch up with the after party on Tuesdays. All right. The episode dropped yesterday. And it's every Tuesday, by the way. But all right. We'll see you Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good. Squirrel.